Financial accounting is the branch of accounting that is concerned with the summary, analysis, and reporting of financial transactions relating to a business. The end product of financial accounting involves the preparation of financial statements for the users of accounting information. A financial statement includes the following. An income statement or profit and loss statement is a financial statement showing the company's revenue and expenses for a particular period. A balance sheet is a statement of financial position indicating a company's assets, liabilities, and owner's equity at a given point in time. A statement of changes in equity shows the changes in equity of the company during the stated period. A cash flow statement is a summary of cash receipts and cash payments from the operating, financing, and investing activities of a company. Looking for professional training on financial statements? Join our next masterclass on financial statements. For more details, contact us at email sahil@henryharvin.com. Helpline +91 9015266266. WhatsApp, bit.ly weblink. Elements of financial statements. Statement of Financial Accounting Concepts, SFAC, 6, governed by Generally Accepted Accounting Principles, GAAP, encompasses 10 elements of financial statements which mainly focus on measuring the performance and ascertaining the financial position of the business enterprise. It has embodied the accrual system of accounting in its elements that adhere to the financial statements. The 10 elements included in the financial statements are as follows: assets, liabilities, equity, investments by owners, distributions to owners, revenues, expenses, gains, losses, comprehensive income statement. The following elements of financial statements are discussed below to have a deep insight into their meanings. 1. Assets. Assets are the property or legal rights owned by a business to which money value can be attached. In other words, it is an item of economic value that is expected to yield a benefit in the future. Assets can be classified into I. Tangible assets. Tangible assets are those assets that have physical existence, that is, they can be seen and touched. Examples of tangible assets are machinery, furniture, building, etc. 2. Intangible assets. Intangible assets are those assets that do not have physical existence, that is, they cannot be touched and seen. Examples of intangible assets are goodwill, patents, trademarks, etc. 3. Fixed assets. Fixed assets are those assets that are put to use for more than one accounting period and its benefit is derived over a longer period. For example, computers, machinery, land, etc. 4. Current assets. Current assets are the assets that are readily convertible into cash and generally absorbed within one accounting period. For example, debtors exist to convert them into cash, bills receivable, etc. 2. Liabilities. According to IFRS framework, a liability is a present obligation of the enterprise arising from past events, the settlement of which is expected to result in an outflow from the enterprise of resources embodying economic benefits. In other words, liability is the amount owed by the business to the proprietor and to the outsiders. Liabilities are generally categorized into two broad categories, that is, current liabilities and non-current liabilities. I. Current liabilities. It refers to those obligations or payments which are repayable during the current financial year. Examples of current liabilities are creditors, bills payable. 2. Non-current liabilities. It comprises of those payments which are due for payment over a long period of time and there is no need to discharge it immediately. For example, debentures, long-term loans, etc. 3. Equity. Equity represents an ownership interest in a firm in the form of stock. Being precise in the accounting terms, it is the difference between the value of assets and the cost of liabilities of something owned. It is mainly a residual amount adjusted by the assets against liabilities. Equity equals assets, liabilities. 4. Investment by owners. It depicts an increase in equity resulting from the transfer of resources in exchange for an ownership interest. It basically describes an owner's contribution to the firm. The issue of ownership shares of stock by a company in exchange for cash represents an investment by owners. 5. Distribution to owners. It represents a decrease in equity which results from transfer to owners. It determines the owner's withdrawal from the ownership interest of the firm. A cash dividend paid by a corporation to its shareholders is an example of distribution to owners. Looking for professional training on financial statements? Join our next masterclass on financial statements. For more details, contact us at email, sahil@henryharvin.com. Helpline +91 9015266266. WhatsApp, bit.ly weblink. 6. Revenue. Revenue is the income that a business earns from its normal business activities. It is an inflow of assets, which result in an increase in owners' equity. Exchange of goods and services for money consideration is an example of revenue. 7. Gains. Gain is an increase in owners' equity from peripheral transactions which are irregular and non-recurrent in nature. For example, the sale of machinery for an amount greater than its book value, original cost less depreciation, would result in a gain for an enterprise that is engaged in the business other than that of sale and purchase of machinery. 8. Expenses. Expenses are the gross outflows incurred by the business enterprise for generating revenues. An expense is charged to profit and loss account. 9. Losses. Loss is a decrease in owner's equity from peripherals transactions which are irregular and non-recurrent in nature. For example, sale of machinery for an amount lesser than its book value, original cost less depreciation, would result in a gain for an enterprise that is engaged in the business other than that of sale and purchase of machinery. 10. Comprehensive income. Comprehensive income is the change in equity of a business enterprise from transactions from non-owner sources. It includes all changes in equity of an enterprise other than those resulting from investments by owners and distributions to owners. Purposes of the elements of financial statements. The elements of financial statements serve specific purposes that benefit in financial accounting. Understanding a company's profit-loss graph, statistical analysis, and economic status is very important to increase the gross output of the business. Balance sheet. A balance sheet is an essential element of financial statement and serves the purpose of revealing and accounting an organization's financial position at a given time. The statement provides an account of total ownership of the organization and the liabilities of the same. The balance sheet also clarifies the investments made, thereby making the process more straightforward and more systematic. Income statement. Financial statements comprise an income statement that reveals the profit and loss of the organization at a given time. This information becomes exceedingly valuable when various data are grouped to view revenues and expenses. Statement of equity. It is an essential element of financial statements as it shows the net income of the company. Benefits of writing financial statements. Monitoring the financial status of an organization is very important to ensure good results and output. The elements of financial statements make it easier and more organized and provide a clear insight into the financial position of the business. Writing proper financial statements prevent wasteful expenditures and, thus, guarantee preservation and savings. This helps individuals to deploy funds into valuable and profitable investments. The elements of financial statements like loss, liabilities, and gains make the statements a decision-making tool. These elements of financial statements make them an excellent decision-making tool. A statement that reveals a company's profits and liabilities helps them to plan strategy and make the outputs better and more productive. Elements of financial statements also help in getting credits for the business. Financial statements are required for calculating federal tax dues. Thus, they are beneficial when it comes to filling out reports for tax obligations. Financial statements, therefore, help in making an enterprise better and organized. Looking for GST Practitioner Certification Course? For more details, contact us at email, sahil@henryharvin.com. Helpline +91 9 15 266 266. WhatsApp, bit.ly weblink. Course curriculum. Summary of 200 plus topics. Supply or levy. Place of supply. Value of supply. Export and import. E-way bills. Registrations. Input tax credit and ITC04. Transitional provisions. Job work. Account and records. Invoice, tax payments. Time of supply. Returns. Refunds. Audit and assessment. Offenses and penalties. Demand and recovery. Special topics. Practical knowledge related to GST along with FAQs and case studies. Filing of returns. Session with Tally. Practical session using software. Contact us-email, sahil@henryharvin.com. Helpline +91 9 15 266 266. WhatsApp, bit.ly weblink. To download Certified GST Practitioner Course Brochure, click here.